The best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
We're happy to have this guy back on the show. He is at the Funny Bone this weekend. A previous guest of ours who's always funny. It's comedian Pete Lee.
Yay! Hey.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We're doing good. But we hear that you are on little to no sleep right now. So what's up?
I was up late watching Game of Thrones, the latest episode. I waited it because my girlfriend was in Hawaii, so she flew in. So I had to not be on social media. No spoilers. But it turns out the spoiler would have just been like, I don't know, it's a long walk to watch one of your favorite characters get offed.
So you thought it was a little slow?
It was very slow. That episode could have been 17 minutes.
I agree. I was just talking to Colleen and I were talking about it off air.
This latest episode, it's like, are we really going to watch a 27-minute banquet scene where they're just drinking with each other and talking?
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. It was like watching As the World Turns or something.
So yeah. You weren't excited about the big sex scene and who ends up hooking up?
I liked that. I actually did like that. I thought, you know, because Jaime Lannister, you know, like he loves her. I got to admit, the whole time I was like, what's going on with that gold hand, you know? Because Brienne of Tarth, you know, she's never been with anyone. And I just wondered if now she thinks that sex feels like having a weird cold hand on you. Yeah, there's a weird gold hand on my back. That's what it feels like.
Well, you know what? I thought it was also somewhat sexist, I thought, because you know what? We had to hear about how Brienne had never had sex. But no one at any point goes, well, yeah, but who have you had it with other than your sister?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Right.
Like, he's done so much better.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a great point. During that scene, I leaned over to my girlfriend and I was like, "Do you see her blonde hair? I can't wait until we find out that Brienne is his sister too."
Yeah, I think the guy known as the Kingslayer should have been able to do better throughout his life.
Right, than just his sister?
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Oh. Yeah, enough Game of Thrones. So what else is going on, Pete? What's new with you?
Since I've been in there last, I moved from New York to LA. I moved out here. I've been in a street gang for a long time. They transferred me out here. I do the morning shift, so it's not violent. It's mostly pancake breakfast and stuff. You know, but no, things are going great. In TV land myself, I'm developing a sitcom for myself on NBC, and Jimmy Fallon is actually executive producing it because I've done all the Tonight Show. I've done four in the last year, and so Jimmy gave me like the best gift of all. He's putting his name behind my show and producing it. So hopefully I'll have within the next year, I'll have an NBC sitcom, which will be cool.
Wow. That's awesome. Good luck and congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. And I've been out on the road, you know, just working my material, getting a lot of the jokes that are going to be in the sitcom, you know, working with crowds across America. I jokingly titled my tour the Stadium Tour, but I'm not playing stadium. I'm calling Comedy Club Stadium. So this week I'm working the Des Moines Funny Bone Stadium. You know, I like the day and age that we're living in. You know, people can decide that they can be whatever they want to be. I think that venues now are fluid as well. So the Funny Bone Comedy Club is going to decide that it's the Funny Bone Stadium.
Oh,
and and you know, so we're going with that. I love it.
270-2100, desmoines.funnybone.com. And, of course, you got the sitcom.
Next year, that will be out. In the meantime, everybody can check me out on Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar. That's a TV show that I do for them. It airs Friday nights, or you can check it out on their website. You can go to PeteLee.net for all my, you know, Instagram, Twitter stuff. Follow me on Instagram, PeteLee. It's my name three times. Or on Twitter, @PeteLee tweets. Kind of sounds like a moped horn. Pete Lee tweets.
I love it.
Pete Lee tweets. I love it. Sounds good. All right, Pete Lee. Thanks, Pete. Great to have you.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.